This is the BBC News. Hello, I'm Nick Kelly. The National Convention of the Republican Party in the United States has been disrupted after delegates were not allowed to register their opposition to the candidacy of Donald Trump. Delegates are due to adopt Mr. Trump as their nominee later this week. From Cleveland, Ohio, James Cook reports.
There was uproar as opponents of Donald Trump failed to force a rule change which would have allowed them to mount a symbolic challenge to the tycoon's nomination. As the chairman declared that the demand for a so-called roll call vote had been defeated by acclamation, there was pandemonium, with some anti-Trump delegates storming out.
The ayes have it.
Some began chanting for a vote, but to no avail.
Roll call vote! Roll call vote!
That was James Cook. Mr. Trump is expected to introduce a speech by his wife later this evening. Officials in Germany say a 17-year-old Afghan immigrant has attacked four people on a train near the southern city of Würzburg. Our correspondent in Berlin is Damian McGuinness.
Three people have been seriously injured and 14 are being treated for shock after a man attacked passengers with an axe on a train in southern Germany. The man was chased by police and, after attacking officers with a knife, was then shot dead. According to Bavaria's Interior Minister, Joachim Herrmann, the attacker was a 17-year-old Afghan who came to Germany as an asylum seeker. It's not yet clear, though, what the motivation behind the attack was.
The Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has said suggestions that he is punishing his political opponents following last week's coup attempt are libelous. About 18,000 police officers, military personnel and judges have been suspended or arrested in the days since the coup was put down. And one of its supposed leaders, the Air Force Commander General Akin Öztürk, has appeared in court, marked by several recent wounds. The general denied any involvement in the uprising. Russia's participation in next month's Olympic Games is in the balance after it was accused of state-sponsored cheating across a range of sports. Sarah Rainsford reports from Moscow.
Russia now faces the prospect that its entire Olympic team could be banned from competing in Rio, following evidence that doping was covered up systematically across disciplines. The deputy sports minister, Yuri Nagornikh, has already been suspended. He was named as a key figure in the report, accused of directing operations from the sports ministry.
The South Korean military says North Korea has fired three ballistic missiles into the sea off its eastern coast. It says the missiles had a range which enabled them to strike all South Korea. This month, Pyongyang threatened to take action in response to the planned deployment of a US anti-missile system in the south. World News from the BBC. MPs in Britain have voted overwhelmingly in favour of renewing the country's ageing nuclear deterrent.
The ayes to the right, 472. The noes to the left, 117.
The vote had been called by Britain's new Prime Minister, Theresa May, whose Conservative Party backed the motion, as did a number of Labour MPs. They were given a free vote by their leader, Jeremy Corbyn, an opponent of nuclear weapons. Tom Simons followed proceedings in the House of Commons.
After countless previous debates about nuclear weapons, many of the arguments deployed in this one were familiar. But often the virtue of an independent deterrent was set against the claim that the threat has changed since the days of the Cold War. Early in the debate, both Theresa May and Jeremy Corbyn were asked if they would be prepared to launch a nuclear attack capable of killing 100,000 people or more. She said briskly, yes. His answer, no.
Finally, the authorities in Guatemala say an army officer convicted of killing an outspoken Catholic bishop has died in a prison riot. Byron Lima had been serving a 30-year sentence for the murder in 1998 of Bishop Juan José Gerardi, an opponent of the then military regime. Candace Piet reports.
A lawyer for Byron Lima claimed he'd been shot by a rival gang within the jail. The former army captain is reported to have been one of the most powerful inmates in Guatemala's prison system. He'd recently forbidden a rival gang from selling drugs in the prison where he was serving his sentence. Lima had been convicted along with his father, an army colonel, and a third man of the murder of Bishop Gerardi. The cleric was killed 2 days after publishing a report in which he blamed the Guatemalan army for most of the human rights abuses committed during the country's long military conflict.
BBC News.